Welcome once again. I'm Carol.
And I'm Tammy. Welcome to Women of Hope. Do you remember a while ago when Harley the gardener told us about making nutritious compost for our gardens?
He told us, too, about how to plant different things in the soil each year so that we'd get better crops. Wasn't that interesting? I wonder if you've started doing that with any of the new crops that you've planted.
I have. He gave me lots of great ideas last time we talked. He said that some plants use up the nutrition in the soil and some put it back. So it makes sense to find out which plants to put in after the others.
And I remember that he said it's best to leave the roots of the peas and the beans in the soil so that they'll rot down and leave nitrogen in the soil for the next planting. I think he said put green leafy vegetables in next, didn't he?
That's right, he did. And after that, to put veggies with deep roots, like potatoes, carrots, beetroot, and radishes. You could also plant garlic, onions, and spinach in this soil, and you follow that with corn and pumpkin, but to add a bit of manure first. And finally, our favorites, tomatoes and eggplants. And this is the time to put in some garden lime, as the plants have been using it all up.
Today, our gardener, Harley, is here. And do you know what we're going to do? We're going to listen to a conversation that he had with Artie, who he helped with her garden.
Well, hello, Artie.
Hi, Harley. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I hear that your garden's growing well now. Are you going to plant more crops?
Yes, it's growing really well. And I'm ready to plant some more crops. Thanks for your helpful advice. But I have a little more space in the garden, and I'm wondering, what do you think about me getting some animals or poultry?
That could be a good idea. It depends on how much space you have and what you think you could manage. It is very good for children to learn to look after animals as well. They learn so much about responsibility. And, of course, you would have the benefit of fresh eggs or meat.
Please, could you give me some more ideas? I've been thinking about getting some chickens. How easy are they to look after? And what would I need to do to prepare for them?
Well, let's talk about a few different farm animals first. And then you can decide which would be the best for you and your family. There are poultry, that's chickens or ducks, and small animals like rabbits and guinea pigs. And of course, the larger ones, goats, pigs, sheep, and cows.
Oh, I don't have enough room for a cow.
Oh, okay. Well, yes, that could be difficult. Unless you have some spare land nearby. Your cow could essentially mow the grass and provide manure for your garden. And you can milk it if it has a calf. And the same could be true for goats and sheep. They could be the grass mowers and would be easier to manage than a cow. Now, you'd need to tie them with a rope or else have a movable fence, or maybe even your children could take them for a walk to a grassy area after school.
You know, they would really enjoy that.
There may be times of the year when feeding them could be a problem. And you may need to cut extra grass when it's green before it sets seed, so that later, when it's dry, it would be soft and sweet.
Would I need to build something for them to sleep in?
Well, that really depends on the weather, Artie. They may be happy just sleeping outside. Or if you have a cold winter or a very hot summer, it's good to have a shelter of some kind with straw on the floor. Their manure with the straw is good for the garden, too.
Well, my garden's growing so well. I'm worried that my vegetables could be eaten by the animals.
Yes, that could be a problem. Goats especially are very clever at getting to your plants and trees. They'll even eat the clothes off your clothesline. So, you need to be more clever than they are. Tie your goat with a good rope or make a high fence to keep it in.
Maybe I'll just get something small. You mentioned rabbits and guinea pigs. What would I need to take care of them?
One good way is to make a kind of box with one end sheltered and the other end open, with wire netting around it. They can sleep and have their babies in the sheltered end, and the other end gives them sunshine. If the bottom is open, they can eat the grass, and you can move it each day so they have new grass to eat. rabbits and guinea pigs have lots of babies, and they can grow very quickly. You may want to eat them, or you may be able to sell them to others.
What about ducks? Ducks need water, don't they? And I don't have a pond.
Yes, ducks are certainly happier if they have water to cool them down. However, it doesn't have to be a big pond. Just a small container may be enough. Of course, if you were able to dig a pond and have water available, you may be able to get some fish as well. Put some pieces of pipe or old tires or something in the pond so that the fish can hide from the ducks and other birds that will want to eat them. Fish and ducks can go well together because the fish eat the ducks' droppings. Make a shelter for the ducks from boxes and put it on top of one side of the pond so that the manure drops into the pond. If you have both male and female ducks, put some straw in the boxes so the ducks can make their nests and lay their eggs. You may want to eat the eggs or let them hatch out, so you'll have many more ducks to sell or eat.
Well, that sounds wonderful, but I think I may settle on chickens after all. I guess I could make a shelter like you described for the rabbits. Would that be a good idea?
Yes, Artie, I do think that's a good idea. And if you were able to find some wheels to put on one end of the shelter, you could move it by yourself each day so that the chickens will provide some good fertilizer for every area of your garden.
That sounds perfect. And the children would enjoy helping look after them, I'm sure. Thanks for your advice, Harley.
Not a problem, Artie. It's been good to chat with you. All the best, and I hope you get lots of eggs.
I wonder if you have space for an animal, and if you do, which one would you like to have?
I'd love to have a cow so that I could have fresh milk every morning. But my garden's way too small.
Well, maybe you could think about having a goat. And then you might still be able to have the fresh milk. But you'd need to be careful of the clothes on the line, wouldn't you?
I'd certainly have to make sure it had a fence to keep it in the right place of the garden, or tie it with a long rope, so it can only go as far as the rope will stretch. Or maybe I should think about chickens like Artie did. Then we could have fresh eggs every day, and I would love some good fertilizer for my fruit trees and the vegetables.
And I'm sure you could build a shelter for them, like Harley suggested. With the one end closed in so that the chickens had a nice dry place to lay their eggs.
And the wheels on one end of the shelter are a very good idea, so the children could easily move it to a fresh place each day. Then the chickens can peck at any worms or insects in the soil as well as eat the vegetable scraps. I wonder if you've decided that you have room for some animals in your garden. I do hope that you've learned something today about how to take care of them.
You're still with us on Women of Hope. Let's listen in as Harley and Artie keep talking.
By the way, Artie, did you know there are lots of stories about farm animals in God's Word, the Bible?
Really? Which animals?
Oh, cows, donkeys, camels, horses, goats, and sheep are often mentioned, as well as your favorites, chickens.
If I had enough room, I'd like to have a sheep. I'd like it to follow me around like a dog. Isn't that what they do in some places?
Yes, it is. And they can become very dependent on their shepherd, the one who looks after them. Did you know that Jesus talked about being like a shepherd and us like sheep? He said, "I am the good shepherd."
Did he? What a wonderful picture. I love that idea.
Yes, I really like that idea too. But in some places, it can be very dangerous being a shepherd. You may remember hearing about King David, who was king over the Israelites many centuries ago. He was a shepherd when he was young. And he said that when he was guarding his father's sheep, a lion and a bear came and tried to take some of the sheep. Well, David killed them both.
Wow. He must have been very brave and strong.
Oh, he was. And later, King David wrote a beautiful song, which starts like this. "The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. He makes me rest in green pastures. He leads me to calm water. He refreshes my soul."
That's so beautiful. I can just picture it. I would love to be a sheep if the Lord was my shepherd. I'm starting to feel refreshed just thinking about it.
It is refreshing, isn't it, Artie? Well, the song continues on. He guides me along the right paths for the good of his name. Even if I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, because you are with me. Your rod and your shepherd's staff comfort me.
So God is the good shepherd who protects us when we are in dangerous places. That's a great comfort.
It is. And many years later, Jesus told his followers, "I am the good shepherd." He said, "The man who enters by the gate is the shepherd of his sheep. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice."
So, if Jesus is my shepherd, he refreshes me, he protects me, and he knows my name, even though he has millions of others that he's also shepherding. That's amazing.
Yes, Artie, it is. And then Jesus used a different picture. He said, "I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture." The people that Jesus was talking to at the time would have understood this picture because they often saw shepherds with their sheep, and some of them would have been shepherds. At nighttime, the shepherd would lie down in the gateway to the yard where he kept the sheep. He would guard them and keep them safe from lions or other animals that might attack them. He would also check them over as they were coming in or going out through the gate. He would make sure that they were healthy and that they didn't have any thorns sticking to them. He loved his sheep. Jesus also said, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full."
I really like that picture. To have life to the full. And to know that I have someone who protects me and who knows me well and will take good care of me, even though I can't see him yet.
Indeed, it's a great picture of the protection that Jesus offers us, isn't it? When he mentions the thief stealing and killing and destroying, he meant Satan, who doesn't want us to follow Jesus. And then, remember what we said before? If you recall, Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd." Then he went on to say, "I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep." When Jesus said, "I lay down my life for the sheep," he was talking about when he was going to die on the cross. He died and rose again so that we can have life to the full, both here on earth and later in heaven with him. In fact, the end of that song that I mentioned by King David says, "Surely your goodness and love will be with me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever."
Thank you so much for telling me the wonderful news that Jesus is the Good Shepherd. I want his goodness and love to be mine all the days of my life, and I certainly want to live in heaven with him forever.
I hope you enjoyed listening to Harley and Artie today as they talked about Jesus the Good Shepherd. I liked that picture of the shepherd lying down over the gate of the sheepfold to protect the sheep from danger.
I also liked the part where he said that the shepherd checks the sheep as they come and go and makes sure that they're healthy and they don't have thorns sticking in them. You know what that tells me? This is a picture of Jesus, who can be our good shepherd too. He loves us, and he wants only the very best for us in our lives. It might mean that we have struggles sometimes, but he wants us to learn to be closer to him through those struggles.
We all go through times of difficulty and sadness. But do you remember what King David also said in that song? He, the Lord, leads us to calm water. We can ask Jesus to be with us in these hard times, and he will give us calm and peace, even in our hard times.
You know, just like Harley said to Artie, if we want Jesus to be with us as our shepherd and we want to live with Him in heaven forever, we only have to ask Him. Let's do that now. Will you join me? Dear Father God, thank you for this lovely song from your word that tells us about Jesus, that He is our shepherd and that He will take care of us, His sheep. Thank you that He laid down His life for us and that He rose again to give us a full life. Thank you for the promise that we can be with Him in heaven forever. We pray this in the name of Jesus, your Son, who loves us and takes care of us. Amen.
That's all we have time for today. Thank you for being with us. I hope you've enjoyed learning about taking care of animals. I want to say thank you to Harley and Artie for letting us listen in on their conversation today.
If you've learned something new today about Jesus and how He can be your shepherd, and you want to contact us, you can do that in care of this station
or at TWR Women of Hope. The email address is twrwomenofhope@twr.org. That's twrwomenofhope@twr.org. Or if you've missed a program or you want to hear it again, visit our website, twrwomenofhope.org. Or visit our Facebook page. We do hope you will be with us again. Have a great week, filled with God's blessings.